Howdy fan, Making 8 Rodeo Network is proud to present the Making 8 Morning Show. I'm your host, Scott Mesick. It is time to sit back, get a grip, because the show starts right about now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
When the gates come open and they let in the crowd, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life, but infamy is my destiny. I got my feet knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got my flip on, stomped and couldn't win it. Still I got back up, bared down, and
go ahead and say I won't. The game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. Well, good morning, good Friday morning, Rodeo fans and Making 8 Maniacs. Welcome to another Making 8 Morning Show right here on Making8Rodeo.com. And I got to tell you, we are live from Miami, Oklahoma, with G-Money Rodeo getting ready to kick things off. Now, for some of our fans, we actually had a Slack performance last night that was brought to you on the webcast, and I'm telling you, it was a big one. 265 competitors were entered up just in the Slack alone. So if that is any idea of what the rodeo performance is going to be like right here in Miami, Oklahoma, you better stay tuned and get ready. Now, we should be going live sometime around 7:15 tonight, so you guys can look forward to that. Stay tuned. We're going to have interviews. And while we're here, I've got to throw out, I've actually got my co-host who was able to get herself out of bed after being up until, well, after 2 o'clock in the morning, and that would be the host of True Cowboy Radio, Miss Katie Bartlett. So, Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you feeling this morning after a late-night Slack performance and driving from Denver yesterday?
Not too bad. I'm excited. I think I'm running on adrenaline right now, so I'll have a little nap later.
There you go. Yeah, I think we're all going to need it. Now, I will tell you, it looks like we've got some storms moving in here this morning, and hopefully they will blow out, and, you know, we'll have a great rodeo performance tonight. But I'm looking forward to it. How about you?
I'm excited. We've got a great spot next to the arena here, and like you said, if last night's any indication of what tonight's going to be, it's going to be a big weekend.
No, I know. You enjoyed it because we had a great view of the Cowboys last night right here, huh?
I was sitting here at the window just looking. I was watching the horses, okay?
Yeah, so that's the likely excuse. Well, I got to tell you, this is really, you know, just an exciting thing. Last week we were in Guthrie, Oklahoma, and we kind of kicked off the whole Making 8 Network. We had a great webcast. We brought Bucky the Bull out, and we had you that were able to come down. You got some interviews, and you did some great commentary here on the sidelines in between every event. What can we look forward to this weekend? Are we going to have a lot of the same thing?
Definitely. We've got a really good spot next to the arena here, and there's so many great competitors coming down, so we're going to get behind the chutes and get some interviews with the rough stock guys and then head on down the end and get interviews with the girls and the ropers. So I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole lot of fun. So for you fans that are tuned in, you should be able to watch the webcast. I believe we're going to go live somewhere around 7:15 or so Central Time. So you can look forward to that. You can go to Making8Rodeo.com. It'll be under the Live Event Center. Now, we are going to work on trying to get the draw sheets up for you fans so you guys can put those out, hopefully. No guarantees, you know, I mean, it is rodeo and it's all last minute stuff we're trying to have to piece together, but we're going to do our best for you fans. So, you know, it really is going to be just an awesome time down here. And I know Bucky the Bull's going to be out here up to no good. We've got Tim Leppard who's going to be here with us. Have you ever seen Tim Leppard in his showcase?
No, but I've been told about him. I'm interested to meet him and see what he can do.
He's got dogs and monkeys. That ought to be a great combination here at the rodeo.
Oh, no.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So, you know, the fans will have an opportunity to see Tim Leppard down here. And, of course, we've got G-Money and the entire staff down here. The G-Money Rodeo crew is really second to none. I mean, these guys are just awesome when it comes down to it. And they bring some great stock in. We've got some great stock down here. So we've got a lot to look forward to for you fans. And I really hope that you guys will help us spread the word and we can get lots of viewers coming out here on a Friday night to watch some great rodeo action. I think tomorrow or tonight they're talking about a parade down here as well, so we might just have to pull Bucky the Bull out again and see what kind of mischief he can create. He's always up to no good, isn't he?
He is. I saw him streaking last weekend, so I'm kind of nervous to see what he's going to do this weekend.
Well, he paid the price for that, though, because he was streaking out there, and of course, you know, we had Craig Davis, the funny man, and he had him roped, and then the kid's dog piled him. So he paid the price for trying to run out there with no clothes on.
Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah, we really are going to have a lot of fun down here, and I hope that all of you fans can join us. We wish that you guys could all be down here with us, but if you can't, you can always tune in to MakingItRodeo.com and come check us out. We do have our Facebook page that will be up. We're going to try to get you guys as much exposure. We're going to be trying to talk to you here at the arena. We may not be using the chat room that we're using right now. We may just be using the Ustream chat room so you guys can, I don't know, we'll just have to play it by ear. But we will be in one or the other, and you guys can come over and hang out with us, and we will certainly bring you all the action from right here in Miami, Oklahoma. So, getting down to it, I know that we've got some guests that are set to call in the show today. We're going to try to talk with them. And I've got to figure out what's going on with my nose here because this thing has been driving me nuts here for a couple of weeks. But, Katie, we are going to be spending a lot of time together here coming up. You're going to be partnered up with us and able to join us for a lot of these shows, right?
Yeah, definitely. I've left Denver, left the cold and come down here to the warmth and going to stay down here until I head back to Australia on the 1st of June.
Oklahoma will do that to you. I'm telling you, I had the same problem when I came down here for the IFR a couple of years ago. I said, I've got to get back to Oklahoma. So, you know, it really is just so much fun. Uh-oh. Well, I'm catching word that we have dead air, and I'm not quite sure why. Is it working now? We should be up and running. Hopefully. Everything looks like it's running. I don't know what's going on this morning, but it is Friday. Oh, boy. Well, yeah, I guess that would be a good time to take a short break, and we will figure out what's going on. Oh, wait a second. I see that Gabby says she can hear us, so we are still on the air, guys, but we are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more rodeo, more bull riding action with you, the fans, on a Friday morning. Yeah, it is Friday morning. So, yes, we will. We also look to have some guests, so you guys make sure to stay tuned to the Making Eight Morning Show with myself and Katie Bartlett right here on MakingEightRodeo.com.
That's right, fans. It's G-Money Rodeo time. Scott here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network, and I want to invite you down to the third annual G-Money Rodeo Series from Miami, Oklahoma, April 26th through the 28th. After Friday night's performance, stick around for a dance with DJ, special needs rodeo on Saturday, and then don't miss the action. Jason Savory and Two Steps Back. That's right. One great rodeo performance, two great concerts, all for one admission. Bucky the Bull will be there, along with the entire Making Eight Rodeo Network broadcasting live. For more information, contact Steve Gessert at 918-683-1988 or check out gmoneyrodeo.com. So come hang out with Making Eight and the entire G-Money Rodeo crew, April 26th through the 28th in Miami, Oklahoma, and we'll see you at the rodeo.
Never do. I got $100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning hay-hole right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning,
as we are kicking things off on a rodeo weekend Friday, and we are ready to go. We actually got things started last night down here in Miami, Oklahoma, with the Slack performance, and it was a big one. So, you know, and I got to tell you, the steer wrestling, I think, was the most entertaining to watch, as we had a lot of cowboys really putting things out there, and they were bouncing off the ground. I'm telling you, they were struggling out there, but you know, the entire event was really good, and I know Katie and myself, when she got here last night, you actually missed the barrel racing and the steer wrestling. That's right. But you know, you did get here for the breakaway roping, which will be that'll be the new event this year, this weekend. That's different from last weekend, and they turned in some good times. I mean, we had some 2 points. Something seconds and some 3.1 seconds, and so the girls did really well with the breakaway.
They did, and the guys ran through them really quickly too. Like, they had the guys down the ante getting the calves out, and they were just rolling through everything last night. Still went until the early hours of the morning, but it was a great setup.
Yeah, well, they had 84 teams in the team roping. I mean, I. It took a lot, but I'll tell you, Steve Gusser and G-Money Rodeo, they really did. They did a fantastic job of running these guys through, and it sure enough was some late night hours. Now, we had talked about maybe trying to get Steve down here, but we're not going to get him out of the hotel room this early in the morning.
Not after he went to bed at 4, 5 a.m. by the time he got back to the hotel. That's a late night.
It is, that's for sure. But we do have some guests that are set to line up here today, and hopefully we'll get them on the line here momentarily, and we'll get to talk with them. Now, I also know the PBR is going to be in Connecticut this weekend, which will be a really exciting event for the fans to be able to tune in and watch. They've got the 15-on-15 matchup, which will be a really big one. And, you know, this Mohegan Sun Invitational was really, you know, like I said on Katie's show earlier this week, you know, the Mohegan Sun, they took it away last year, and I know that the fans up there in the Northeast are really excited to have it back. So it should be a really packed house this entire weekend, and I believe they've got three events starting tonight. So, you know, the fans will be able to look forward to that, and you can find all the action there on PBRnow.com. But J.B. Mooney's coming back. How's he going to do with that, you know, with that broken hand and riding with his free arm? That's going to be really interesting.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be – I didn't realize he was riding with his other hand. Like you said, I knew he was coming back, but that's going to be tough to do. I can't wait to see if he can do it or not.
Well, you know, that's one thing about J.B. Mooney is that guy, you can never count him out. You never know what he's going to do. So hopefully it should be a real exciting event. Now, speaking of the 15-on-15 matchup, we've got to talk about some of these bulls. And, you know, some of these bulls that are there are in the 15-on-15 matchup are just huge. And we've actually got a stock contractor on the lines right now that we're going to bring on. And fans, and I'm really excited about this because this is going to give us an opportunity to sit back and learn about some of these top-ranked bulls. And I'm talking about the managing partner for Circle T Ranch, Mr. Spencer White. Spencer, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
Well, good morning to you. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, doing great. Just want to thank you for taking the time out here for the fans on the Making Eight Morning Show. I got to ask you, how are things looking there at the Circle T Ranch? I know you guys have had some pretty significant changes there.
Yes, sir. Everything seems to be going well. You know, after Howard passed away, we seem to be getting our feet back on the ground, and you know, the bulls have really stepped up and been performing here lately.
Well, there's no doubt about that. Now, you guys are the owners of the bull Asteroid, who is obviously in the front running for Bull of the Year this year. Tell us a little bit about him.
Asteroid, you know, we bought him as a 3-year-old, and he was kind of erratic, high-tempered bull. Over the year, Gene has spent a lot of time with him, kind of calmed him down. And now as he's maturing, he's really coming into his own.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I mean, you talk about a bull that has his own personality and is just rank. Do you have the opportunity to go to a lot of these Built Ford Tough Series events with these bulls?
I usually make about 15 of them a year, and Jeff, he makes the rest of them.
Okay. What are some of the cowboys talking about when they know the Asteroid is there? What do you hear some of these cowboys talking about when they see Asteroid in the back pens?
Well, when you're dealing with the top 40 riders in the world, I mean, they're all craving to get on him. You know, that's what they do. And, you know, they like you to bring good bulls that buck, and they're just looking for the opportunity to get on him.
Well, I know last time we had an opportunity to see Asteroid, I believe Valderon got on him and was bucked off at 5.29 seconds, if my memory serves me correctly. And, you know, these Brazilians are really running strong right now, and Renato Nunez has him this weekend on the 15-on-15 matchup. What's your take on that? You think that it'll be a Brazilian riding him, or, you know, being able to cover him for 8 seconds?
You know, like I said, the top 40 guys, I think any of them's got a shot any day of the week. Renato, you know, I think has a good chance on him. The thing about Asteroid is he's maturing, he's getting a little smarter, and, you know, the guys want to run the rope down on the side of him and kind of cheat him, thinking he's going to go the right, you know, he's learned that not take that, and he'll go back the other way on them. So they're having to be honest with him.
That's right. And, you know, it is so hard to do sometimes out there when you have a bull that is that smart and, you know, just that powerful. I mean, he is just flat out a rank bull. I mean, there's no other way to really describe it. But, you know, tell us a little bit about what you guys have there at the Circle T Ranch and what you guys, I mean, you guys also are the owners of Speckled Ivory and several other bulls that we have seen week in and week out of the blue. And, you know, I mean, just the list goes on. You guys have really got a great breeding program and a great you know, with the stock down there at the Circle T Ranch. Tell us a little bit about what you guys do day in and day out.
Yes, sir. You know, it all started about 10 years ago. Howard and Shirley went and bought 5 bred cows. And, you know, our first bunch, we had 5 bull calves, 3 Panhandle Slim sons and 2 Sports Machine sons. And one of them, you know, ended up being a short round bull, Red Devil. He's retired now. But we've just, you know, over the years, you know, we always try to acquire good bulls that are out there and breed. You know, we keep about 30 mama cows that we breed, you know, our better bulls to. And, you know, we're just raising and buying, you know, just trying to improve the string every day.
Right. Well, and you know, like I said, I don't know of many out there that can really compete with Circle T Ranch, you know. You guys just have that. Now, are you guys already taking semen and breeding Asteroid?
Yes, sir, we are. We bred, you know, 20 cows to him last year that, you know, we're having calves on the ground now. And, you know, he's been collected twice. We don't do much live breeding with him just because it takes him off the road and don't want to take a chance of getting him hurt.
Sure, sure. And I know what personally that any time a male's messing with females, you always take a chance of getting hurt.
That's right.
Well, I got to tell you, like I said, we really enjoy it. Now, this is the first time we really actually had an opportunity to talk with a stock contractor like yourself. Can you tell us a little bit more about the cloning and what goes on with that?
We don't do a lot of the cloning. You know, the ABBI a few years ago, you know, said that they wouldn't register any cloned animals, which, you know, we didn't clone any anyway. You know, I'm not real familiar with the cloning. We do a lot of AI and flushing cattle, which is, you know, you just take one cow, flush, get 7 or 8 viable eggs, and then they inseminate each one of those eggs, and, you know, that gives you an opportunity to get 8 to 10 calves out of one cow every year instead of just one.
Wow. Now, that's really interesting. I didn't know that could even be done. You know, that's a unique deal, and that certainly helps increase, you know, your abilities to manage and have several bucking bulls that are all bred by the same cow.
Right, it does. You know, you can cut your cow numbers down and, you know, keep your better cows, and it definitely increases your odds.
You bet, you bet. Now, let's talk a little bit about what you guys have on the agenda this year. Now, you guys are hauling Asteroid to several of these events. You know, obviously with the 15-on-15 matchup, you know that Asteroid's going to be there, and he's certainly in contention for Bull of the Year. I mean, I don't think anybody's really turning in bigger numbers, you know, on a consistent basis.
No, we're fortunate. You know, he's got the 2 highest bull scores marked this year. You know, last weekend, and then out in Sacramento when Savano got on him.
Right. Well, what are some of the other bulls that you have that you guys are hauling out to a lot of these rodeos?
We have the 2010 PRCA Bucking Bull of the Year, which is Jack Daniels After Party. It's been a very consistent short round bull. He's just 6, and he was kind of slow maturing. But he's really done a phenomenal job this year. We have a bull, Shepherd Hills Trapper, that's been consistent short round bull for us this year. And also Jack Daniels Tennessee Honey, which used to be known as Immigrant. And he's been a consistent short round bull for us all year this year.
Oh, you bet. They are exciting to watch. They're on the Built for Tough series week in and week out. Now, do you guys take your bulls to other events as well?
No, sir. Those string of PBR bulls are strictly go to the Built for Tough events. We have some lower caliber bulls that you know, don't quite make the cut for the PBR that we carry to some PRCA rodeos.
Okay. All right. And is that all you guys primarily specialize in, is are the bucking bulls? Do you guys do anything with horses or anything like that?
No, sir. We just strictly concentrate all our efforts on the bucking bulls.
Okay. And I'm sure that keeps you pretty busy, am I right?
Yeah, it's a pretty full schedule year-round, you know, with the young bulls and trying to keep the other bulls on the road. Like the bulls that will be in Connecticut this weekend, you know, they left the ranch 3.5 weeks ago, and, you know, they won't be back till sometime next week.
Wow. So it actually takes you guys a couple of weeks to really haul these bulls to a lot of these events. Now, what do you do with a bull like Asteroid, where they try to get him to as many events as possible? Does he spend a lot of time on that trailer?
Yeah, he eats a lot of diesel smoke through the year. But, you know, we have these trailers set up where they have plenty of room to lay down and move around. And, you know, we don't try to keep them on the road more than, you know, 10, 12 hours at a time. And we'll find somewhere to stop and spend the night. And, you know, so they're well rested and well taken care of while they're on the road.
Oh, I'm sure of that. You know, now, Let me ask you. They don't have Holiday Inn Express for bulls, and they don't take. You know, they don't let you pay a little extra money to put them in one of those hotel rooms. So what do you guys do when you're on the road and you have to stop overnight like that?
We just, you know, we try to plan our route accordingly. Sometimes it takes a little longer or a little out of the way, but we find a feed lot or a sale barn that has good facilities with, you know, good pipe fences on them, and, you know, we'll make arrangements and stay at some place like that.
Okay. Now, obviously you're not going to schedule to put your bulls at a sale barn when there's a sale going on, because I'm sure that there'll be a lot of eyes on those, huh?
Yeah, we're usually the only ones there when we're in there.
Yeah, you bet.
What are these bulls like on the ground when they're not in the arena, when they're not bucking and doing their job? Are they easy to handle, or, you know, can they still get a little tough, you know, putting them into yards while you're on the road and getting them on and off the trailer?
Most of them have pretty good personalities. Like Asteroid, he's a big puppy dog. I mean, you can walk out and scratch him between the eyes and rub all over him, and he's just like your everyday pet. And then you take a bull like Jack Daniel's After Party, and, you know, he'll run over you in a heartbeat. He's just looking for a reason to get you. So, you know, they all have their unique personalities, but I would say 70 to 80% of them are pretty easy to handle and get along with.
Right. Now, I've got to ask you, now, one of the best bucking bulls in my time, you know, with Little Yellow Jacket. Love that bull. I mean, he really had a great personality. And just like you're saying with Asteroid, you know, he's got such a calm temperament out there, out of the arena, you know. But do you have any funny stories to share about any of your bucking bulls? I know that I know Little Yellow Jacket got out in Denver, Colorado, and was out running the streets. Do you have anything funny like some of that?
Well, I guess the funniest thing that happened was, you talked about out of the blue earlier, when Howard first bought this ranch down in Kichi before we got all our pipe fences built. Out of the blue's a very small bull, and I guess he has a little man syndrome, and he tries to whoop anything you put in there with him, so you got to keep him by himself. And a gate had got open, and a couple of bulls got up in there with him, and about 2:00 in the morning the sheriff's department was calling, and out of the blue had two other bulls hemmed up out in the middle of the highway trying to whoop them.
Wow. Little man syndrome, huh?
Yeah.
I like it. Well, that is really interesting. And, you know, Spencer, I want to thank you for taking the time out to talk with us, man. This is really interesting and really puts a unique perspective on the stock contracting business, you know. Do you have any new up-and-comers that we might be able to look at on the Built for Tough Series this year?
We have a bull named Little Combat that he won the – Classic in Stephenville Easter weekend, and he looks like he's going to be a real nice bull and really looks like the real deal. And we'll probably be seeing him at the Built Ford Tough in Pueblo at the Classic up there.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have to look forward to that for sure. We'll definitely keep our eyes open.
Are these bulls like horses? What age will you put them on the road full-time and start bucking them out full-time? Do you have to wait till they're fully grown, or, you know, can you put them out there anytime?
Well, at two years old, you know, we start carrying them to some of the fraternities that the ABBI has, and, you know, we try not to put a whole lot of trips on them at 2 and 3. And usually by the time they're 4, they start maturing enough that, you know, we start putting them on the road full time.
And can you tell at that early age the potential that they have? Because I know this is a long process, and I've worked with a lot of guys in Australia, and they went through how they had to breed, you know, they breed some bad qualities out of all their bulls and things like that. It's a long process, but can you tell earlier on, you know, if you do have something special on your hands?
Yeah, usually, you know, like a bull like Out of the Blue, and I just keep bringing him up because he's just been, he was kind of our first bull that made a name for us. And I mean, from the first time we put a bucking dummy on him, he's bucked, and you could just tell he was special from the start. And, you know, you can tell the bulls that have some ability. You know, most bulls eventually will learn to spin and find their spot. What we look for in our young bulls is a lot of kick to them, because you can kind of give a bull time and he'll find a spot to turn around and spin. They just all do. But what we really look for is the kick in a bull, because that's something you just can't teach them. They just have to have it naturally.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, that Katie brings up a really good question. Now, do you guys deal with a lot of stock contractors maybe overseas and things like that? You know, I know Brazil and Australia and Canada are really trying to get their breeding program up to speed because of the PBR in Brazil and Australia and Canada. Do you guys do a lot of work outside of the country?
We've tried to do a little bit. The problem we've run into is, matter of fact, we had some people from Canada wanting to buy some straws out of Asteroid. Well, the way the regulations are set up, you know, Asteroid would have to be, you know, put up for 6 weeks and before he was collected and all that. And with the schedule these bulls have, we just don't have time to quarantine them to get where we can send overseas.
Okay.
Or across the border.
So, you know, it's not like just even shipping the animal overseas just to breed them and ship their semen overseas. You also have to quarantine them, huh?
That's correct.
Wow. Okay.
And with the schedule these bulls keep, we just, you know, it's just hard for us to quarantine them somewhere for 6 weeks.
Sure it is. Sure it is. I can certainly imagine that, especially when it takes so long to get them to an event, you know, like you were just saying. I mean, for this Connecticut event, a lot of these bulls were traveled for 3 weeks, you know. So, yeah, it certainly can make it hard.
The other interesting thing with that is I know that they tried to start breeding some longhorns with our Australian bulls, and I know that just didn't work. I don't know if it's just our Australian bulls didn't mesh well with some American. But, you know, they've tried that, and sometimes it doesn't work, but they are, I know, in Australia, starting to bring in some of these American breeds and seeing what we can come up with. I think our bulls are a little smaller in Australia, but they've got just as much buck in them. But I think putting the two together would be a good idea. We've just got to find the right line to do it with.
Right. You know, most of the bucking bulls here have a lot of Bramer influence in them, and I think that's where we get the size in these American bulls.
Yep, you're right. Well, you know, Spencer, that brings up another great question, too, as far as, you know, we've seen a lot of bulls that have actually been set aside for retirement pretty early. You know, they've been brought out of the game. Now, when we see bulls like Chicken on the Chain, I know this is going to be his last year, but Chicken on the Chain has been around for a number of years, and he's bucked really well. What is your guys' goal for keeping a bull out there on the circuits with the Built for Tough Series and all? I mean, what is, you know, do you guys just have a number of years before you say, okay, we're going to pull them off, or do you try to keep them out there as long as you can?
Well, we try to keep them out as long as we can. You know, we kind of let the animal dictate that. Like, out of the blue, he took all last year off. He was a 7-year-old, and he had kind of, you know, paid his dues. And then this year, you know, he kind of came back to himself and was kind of fresh. So we put him back out there. And, you know, as long as they're healthy and, you know, doing good, we're going to keep them on the road as long as we can. And, you know, I think the breeding, the way it's got with us being able to collect semen on these bulls, you know, actually makes their career a little longer because you don't have to take them off the road to breed them like you used to.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. Well, Spencer, I want to thank you once again for taking the time out here and one of us, Circle T Ranch, the best of luck, you know, and we certainly send our condolences for y'all's loss earlier, you know, this year. I know that he's smiling down on his bucking bulls and his program up there. I mean, Asteroid and Speckled Ivory and just what these bulls have done this year has been just fantastic, and we look forward to watching them each and every week. You know, I mean, they're that good, and we just really enjoy it.
Well, we sure appreciate y'all having us.
Absolutely, and we'll check back with you. We'd like to see how things are going, and you know, like I said, right now in my book, I don't think anybody is going to be as strong as Asteroid for Bull of the Year. But definitely good luck with that. I think that as long as he stays healthy and keep the bucking the way he is, it's going to be an exciting finals there at the end.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
You bet. Well, stay in touch, and certainly best of luck to you guys, Spencer.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
All right,
fans, that was Spencer White, the managing partner for Circle T Ranch and Rodeo, located down in Louisiana, and you guys can go find them on their website at CircleTRanchAndRodeo.com. So definitely want to thank him for taking the time out. Really, wow, what a perspective on the stock contracting side of things. I didn't realize they could do some of those things with these bulls, you know, and then take the eggs where they could actually breed, you know, that same calf, take her eggs and breed like up to 8 a year. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think I learned all that when I did a story on the Stock Contractor of the Year in Australia, and I was like, wow, this is actually a huge program. And what I love about talking to stock contractors, and I don't want to bring up the whole animal rights thing, but like you said, half these bulls you can go up and scratch their faces, and it's a natural bucking in them. It's not a forced bark. You know, they treat these animals just as well as, you know, people treat their horses, people treat their children. These animals are fed before they eat at night. It just goes to show that, you know, it really is the animal. They put a lot of time into it and really create great bucking bulls, and it's not forced. None of it is forced, and they're not mean animals, and it's great to hear that from a stock contractor that's got one of the best bulls out there right now.
Absolutely. Well, unless it's after party, because, like you said, he's out looking for somebody
like
to rub that.
I like a lot of his bulls, actually.
Yeah, he does have some good ones. They really do. Circle T Ranch Rodeo has really put together a great program. And, you know, they kind of came out last year with when Asteroid popped up, you know, and was really in contention. I just think that really put a spotlight on them, and I think that Asteroid could very well be the next Little Yellow Jacket, you know, of his time. I really do. I mean, just watching that bull, he's so impressive, and he's so smart, you know, just like Spencer was saying, he's getting smarter as he's coming into it, you know?
Oh, definitely. You see his name pop up on the PVR website every day pretty much now, after every weekend, you see his name pop up, and he pulls high scores if he doesn't buck them off. You know, he's definitely one, like Spencer said, the Cowboys want to get on.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I know that Renato is going to have his hands full out there this weekend. Now, Valderon had him just a couple weeks ago and was bucked off, you know, and Valderon is you know, I mean, he's number one in the world right now, riding almost 60% of his bulls. So when you take a guy like that and match him up against Asteroid, it's going to be great watching. And Renato is the same way. So it is going to be a lot of fun to watch this week. And you can catch all the action there on PBRnow.com. I know they've got three performances up there in Connecticut. And you'll have a chance to see a lot of Circle T Ranch Rodeo's bulls up there in Connecticut. So make sure you guys tune in. But don't forget about us down here in Miami, Oklahoma.
We're going to have so much fun. I just looked outside, and that storm is gone. The sun's coming out, which means we've got a great night ahead of us. And like you said, we got some really good stock down here as well. So we had some really great stock at Guthrie, too.
We did.
Really good stuff.
We sure did. Circle A and Longnecker Bucking Bulls brought down some really good stock. And, yeah, we certainly look forward to seeing what G-Money Rodeo brings to the table. I'm telling you, this is your first G-Money Rodeo. This is
my first. I mean, I'm not saying that Colorado doesn't have good bulls, but I'm back in Oklahoma. I love it down here. And they've got some awesome stock, really nice horses, you know. And I was talking to people during the week, and they were like, yep, those bulls were some of the best bulls last weekend, and this weekend, you know, there's just as much talk going on as well about what's going to be here.
Well, you know, we have been to several of the G-Money Rodeo deals, and, you know, we're going to have to watch out, but we didn't warn you, though, Katie. Steve Gussert is known for shenanigans.
Okay.
I mean, this guy, and we still have 2 full days of rodeo going on down here tonight and tomorrow night, so we're going to have to keep our eyes out there for Steve, and then, of course, with Bucky the Bull, you just never know what kind of show.
Bucky next to me, protecting me from Steve. I thought it was bad enough when Brett Weldon and Brandon Wren got me in the arena last weekend. Now you're telling me this? Oh, my gosh. I'm scared.
But it is going to be fun. And we've got Monty Stevie is going to be behind the microphone all weekend. We've got Tim Leppard down here, and he'll be performing with his dogs and monkeys. So that is going to be a great show.
He's bullseye out of the arena when that monkey's in there. I'm worried.
Bullseye or Bucky?
Bucky. Bullseye as well. They were all there last weekend. There was a whole team of them.
I know it. But we, it's going to be a whole lot of fun. So hopefully you guys will tune in. We're going to start the coverage probably around 7:15 or so, so you fans can look forward to that. We will be up and running kind of intermittently all day, getting things tuned up. But so come on over and say hi to us, and you know, let's have ourselves a good time.
Definitely. What time? 7:15.
7:15. So we still have plenty of time to go catch a nap, don't we?
I'm going to get a nap. Actually, I want to go shopping. I saw some shops in town.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Katie's going shopping. Thank goodness it's not my money.
I got to make the most of it while I'm down here. The South has all the Western stores, all the good little places to go. So I'll check it out, see what's going on.
You bet. All right. Well, Katie, I know we've got a great show lined up for Monday on the Making Eight Morning Show. When we come back, we're going to have a lot of excitement. But we do want to wish all of our fans a great and happy and safe weekend this weekend. And hopefully it's a rodeo weekend for you. Hopefully you're getting out to a rodeo and going to enjoy it. If you're not, hey, I know that Katie can make it from Denver in 10, 12 hours?
Yeah, about 10, 11 hours. Just keep going. Don't stop.
Right. Come on down to Miami, Oklahoma. We'll even put a bed out for you. We'll find a place for you for sure.
Rodeo style. Like we said on my show during the week, they sleep on those, what do you call those? Those park bench things?
Yeah.
Picnic tables.
That's right.
Well, we've got a couch, but
no. Yes, we do. So come on down and let's have ourselves a great time. And if you can't make it, at least tune in to makingitradio.com. Come on down to the chat room and hang out with us. It is going to be a whole lot of fun. So we're going to wrap up our show here today, fans. We got to play a little bit of music. I know I'm excited about tonight. It's going to definitely be a good night.
Oh, yeah. And don't forget, you can go back and watch it later as well on making8rodeo.com. during the video archive. So you can always go back and watch it. If you had someone competing down here, you can you know, go through and see them compete. So don't forget that all of our shows you can go back and watch anytime.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you missed True Cowboy Radio this past Wednesday, you can also go back and listen to that as Katie and myself, we recap Guthrie and we talked about PBR, PRCA. So you guys make sure to get over there and check out True Cowboy Radio. You've also got a website, right?
Yes, katiebartlett.net. It's got all the, it's got past episodes of True Cowboy Radio and all my articles that I write for magazines in Australia and America.
Wow, that's awesome. So, yes, you guys go check out katiebartlett.net, and I think we've got the links posted. I'm not 100%. I know that they're on our webcast, so we're promoting them on the webcast. But you guys stay tuned. Look forward to us broadcasting tonight on the G-Money Radio channel. You can find it on making8radio.com. Click on the live event center. And, yeah, you'll see the Katie cam. We'll have the Bucky cam. And it's just going to be a whole lot of fun. So until later tonight, radio fans, 7:15, 7:30, we will be going live here from Miami, Oklahoma. You guys have yourself a great weekend, and we will see you down the road.
Howdy, rodeo fans, maniacs, and buckaroos. Scott Misek here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Want to invite you all to go check out making8rodeo.com. With weekly radio shows such as Short Go Radio with our good friend Mike Anderson, Katie Bartlett, host of True Cowboy Radio, Bull Talk Hour with Greg McKinley, The Morning Coffee Show with five-time champion Rob Smith, and of course, the Making 8 Morning Show with yours truly. Also check out our live rodeo webcast. And Thursday night, we have Rodeo Chat right from Twitter. We have all of your rodeo information and Bucky the Bull too. So get a grip on rodeo with www.making8rodeo.com.
that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. It's tonight, tonight.
Hey!
Let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey!
Let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like oh my God.
Like oh my God.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov.
Dying.
Look at her dancing.
Move it, move
let's
it.
Take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof. And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it, let's live it up, and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it, do it.
Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock,
rock, rock, rock.
Easy come, easy go, now we on top,
top, top, top, top.
Feel the shot, body rock, rockin' don't stop,
stop, stop, stop, stop.
Round and round, up and down, around the clock. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get word, you know what we say, say. Party every day, party every day, and I'm feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
God.
Get in touch with God.